This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pauril returns home from India following health recovery. International Workers' Day being observed across various countries including Nepal today amid various programs. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda vows to mandatorily implement contribution-based social security scheme. World Bank approves $100 million in financing for Quality Health Systems Program in Nepal. And at least 11 people die due to gas leak in Ludhiana off Punjab in India. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pauril returned home yesterday evening at around 8 p.m. after being discharged from Delhi-based All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS. Earlier yesterday, the office of the president via a press statement had informed that the president was returning home on Sunday night on a regular flight of Nepal Airlines. A press release signed by President Office's spokesperson Sagar Acharya also mentioned that the doctor at AIIMS have suggested President Pauril to take rest to take rest for a few weeks. Today is International Workers' Day, also known as Labour Day and May Day. On the occasion of International Workers' Day, President Ramchandra Pauril extended his warm wishes for happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepalese sisters and brothers at home and abroad. He expressed his admiration for the workers who constantly work in their fields of work for the progress and advancement of the country. In his message, the president expressed his belief that this day would bring together all working people around the world in unity to protect their rights, interests and freedom. The president's message also highlighted the Constitution of Nepal, in which he said would ensure the right to employment for all citizens and guarantees social security based on fair wages, facilities and contributions for every worker. It aims to build a democratic socialism-oriented economy in the country, according to the president. Likewise, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged to mandatorily enforce the contribution-based social security scheme in industries, factories and offices from the upcoming fiscal year. According to the Prime Minister, this scheme would ensure that workers receive social security benefits based on their contributions. The Prime Minister also promised to incorporate at least 2% of workers for awards and honours annually conferred by various organs of the state. In his message on the occasion of International Workers' Day today, Prime Minister Dahal expressed his commitment to legitimise and ensure services and facilities for workers by defining their roles, responsibilities and rights. He also vowed to make the monitoring mechanism more active to ensure compliance. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged to prioritise agriculture in the policies, programmes and budget for the upcoming fiscal year. During his joint meeting with representatives of peasants' organisations at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Singhadarbar yesterday, the Prime Minister said the way towards prosperity was possible when agriculture production and employment were prioritised. Prime Minister Dahal further said agriculture was the backbone of the country's economy and efforts were being made for further systematising it. The Prime Minister also stressed the need for concentrating of full strength on production to build a robust national economy. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Naren Kaji Srestha has said the government will be harsh on offenders for ensuring justice to the usury victims. Inaugurating the central office of the Usury Investigation Commission in Janakpurdham yesterday, the Home Minister called for the cooperation of all the three tiers of the government, security bodies and the political parties to ensure justice to the victims. Home Minister Shrestha also said the government was committed to acting against the loan sharking as per the 5-point agreement reached with the Loan Sharking Victims Struggle Committee. The World Bank's Board of Executive Directors has approved $100 million in financing for running the Nepal Quality Health Systems Program. According to a press release issued by the Washington-based bank's headquarters, the program would improve the quality of healthcare services and increase the coverage of health insurance and address health emergencies in Kosi and Gandaki provinces. World Bank Country Director for Nepal, Faris Hadas Jevros, said Nepal could reap multiple benefits including improved health outcomes by prioritizing and investing in health, increased productivity and economic growth. The Nepal Rashtra Bank has increased ceiling for the exchange of the US dollar, meaning a Nepali citizen can exchange more money now. Revising an integrated circular issued for the bank and financial institutions, the central bank increased the ceiling for the exchange of the US dollar. Prior to that, Nepal Rashtra Bank licensed money exchanges were allowed to make an exchange of $500 only by a Nepali citizen. Now such ceiling has been expanded to $5,000. The revised provision has also ensured the exchange facility for Nepali students going for abroad studies meeting all the required procedures. The students enrolled from grade 1 to 10 in the community schools across the country this year have been provided with textbooks. Organizing a press meet yesterday, the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology shared that over 2.3 million students from grade 1 to 5 and over 2 million students from grade 6 to 10 were provided with the textbooks. The Janak Educational Material Center printed over 10.5 million textbooks for students from grade 6 to 10, while over 10.1 million textbooks were outsourced from private press for students from grade 1 to 5. Talks between Deputy Prime Minister Purna Bahadur Kharka and National Innovation Center Chief Mahavir Poon yesterday were said to be positive. During the meeting held at the office of the Deputy Prime Minister, discussions were held about the demands put forth by the National Invention Center Chief Poon. National Innovation Center Chief Poon. Talking to media persons following the meeting, Poon said the dialogue went positively and an agreement had been reached to form a team for addressing the demands. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 11 people have died following a gas leak in northern India. According to the BBC, women and children were among those who died in the port city of Ludhiana in Punjab state. Several people were found unconscious in their homes. The area was sealed off and residents were evacuated after many reported breathing difficulties. Four are being treated in hospital. The source of the leak is not clear so far. One official suggested that gas may have spread from manholes. Airstrikes have pounded Sudan's capital Khartoum despite a truce aimed at allowing civilians to flee. The army said it was attacking the city to flush out its paramilitary rivals, the Rapid Support Forces, RSF. The fighting intensified even as the warring sides said they would extend the truce by another 3 days. More than 500 deaths have been reported, with the true number of casualties believed to be much higher. Now sports cricket. Nepal is facing the United Arab Emirates in the final of the ACC Premier Cup today. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature was recorded 21.3 degrees Celsius yesterday, while the minimum temperature was recorded 13.3 degrees Celsius yesterday. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. President Ramchandra Powder returns home from India following health recovery. International Workers' Day being observed across various countries today, including Nepal, amid various programs. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda vows to mandatorily implement contribution-based social security scheme. World Bank approves $100 million in financing for quality health systems program in Nepal. And at least 11 people die due to gas leak in Ludhiana of Punjab in India. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.